Hi, is that Jonathan?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for talking to us at Talking Rugby Union.
Yeah, no problem.
How are you, mate? Are you all right?
Yeah, very good, thanks, yeah.
Good, thanks. So, unfortunately, it's not a great note that we have to start on with last weekend's game against Saracens and the final confirmation that Worcester have gone down. How's the reaction been from within the camp?
Yeah, I think there was a real hollow feeling after the game. We've obviously, our position in the league has been a bad one all season, and obviously the idea of relegation was not something that was new to us. Albeit, our performance has improved a lot recently, and as captain, I genuinely felt that we could stay up, and I felt that we could get the points needed to do that. You always, as a sportsman, you're always an optimist, and you always think you can do it. And to get that result on the weekend and get confirmation that we'd be relegated was really tough to take. The harsh reality of it, and it was a difficult few days, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and particularly against the top side in the country at the moment, and the last sort of 10-20 minutes when I suppose that realisation came in, it must have been a hard game to endure.
Yeah, it was a long second half, I'll be honest. I think as results turned out, I think Newcastle got 2 points anyway in their game, so it wouldn't have mattered even if we'd won. But it was we went into the game full of hope, and we're actually quite confident as a group at the moment because we've been playing a lot better the last few months, like I mentioned. So I thought obviously going into the game, I think the first half our defence wasn't good enough and we conceded some soft tries, and then it was always an uphill battle from there.
Yeah, and obviously the fans who've stuck with you through a difficult season, how's the reaction been from them when the news was finally confirmed?
Yeah, well, what I must say about the fans, they've been truly outstanding, the support they've given us this season, because it's obviously been a tough year for the club. The club is in transition, and everyone I've spoken of, obviously it's my first season at the club as well, so
yeah,
I've been so impressed with when you speak to people and meet people, they're all really behind the club, and I think they can see that the club, albeit is in a tough time at the moment, and I think they can see there's light at the end of the tunnel, and the future of the club is in good hands.
Absolutely. And on that same note, you've had a lot of good performances throughout the entire league this year, but it's just seemed to be trouble in converting maybe a 2 or 3 points gap that you've lost by in the end, just getting that final push towards victory. Where is it, do you think, it was lacking a bit with that?
Well, I think the thing that's cost us was the first sort of few months of the season we failed as well as a team. There's a lot of new coaches, new management at the club, and we failed to, the things we're doing in training, we failed to do on a Saturday, out in the park, and ultimately, I think back to those games, first 6 weeks of the season, we lost to Newcastle at home, we lost to London Irish at home, and those two games were crucial. I think this season we'd be looking at something very different if we could have won those early home games. And then I think from then on, obviously the confidence was low in the group, and that first sort of up until Christmas was a really, really bad time for us as all as players, because we just knew we weren't doing ourselves justice. But I think the turn of the year, everything's changed. We're a different side, and we're a lot more confident. And albeit, we've had some really good performances, like you mentioned. We didn't manage to nail some of the opportunities we had. Games like Wasps, Harlequins away,
yeah,
Leicester home, all those sort of fixtures. And I think it's just probably what we've probably lacked a little bit is concentration in real critical moments in games when the game is finally balanced and you just need to be able to execute the right move or the right play, or just keep a cool head. We've probably just coughed up a few mistakes, and that's probably what's cost us.
Yeah. And so the championship, the prospect of the championship next year, how do you think Worcester and yourselves as a club will obviously handle the championship as a league, and then a whole bunch of new grounds, new teams in a notoriously physical league, which, yeah, is always difficult to play in.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I think the club have recruited well. There's some talented young players come to the club, and I think we'll be on a really good footing for next season in terms of our squad. So I think the club will really, you know, relish the championship and really get started. I think you have to look at it with a real appetite and to getting your teeth stuck into it, because otherwise, if you go into the league with any sort of arrogance or any sort of feeling that, oh, we're too good for this, then I think that's when you come unstuck. So,
yeah.
You know, we will relish going to some of those the grounds like Moseley and whoever it may be, you know, and I think, you know, the ultimate goal is to get back up. But I think the other thing is obviously, you know, changing perceptions and changing the culture of the club to where it has been the sort of, you know, the last 5-6 years. You know, I think it's about creating a real good environment, real good positive environment where young players can thrive. And then obviously, if we do get back up, then the club will be in a much stronger position going into the Premiership.
Mm, absolutely. And you mentioned you've recruited well for next season with a few good players. Who is it particularly as captain you think stands out and will feature well next season?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, Sam Smith at Quinns, he's playing on the wing every week. Excuse me. For them at the moment, and we played against him a few weeks ago, and he looks a real talent. And, you know, Convict's been announced as well. He's got some flair, and he's a real, like, sort of X Factor crowd puller player. So, yeah, guys like that will be great for the club.
Absolutely. And just finally, Jonathan, on a personal level, how, obviously you said yourself you've only come over to Worcester for your first year this season. How have you found playing in the Premiership as compared to obviously a lot of time in Wales and in the Pro 12?
I think it's, you know, I mentioned this has been a difficult season, but in a strange way, I've really enjoyed playing in the league. It's a great league to play in, I think mainly because there's real competitive matches. The game's really brutal week in, week out. You know, there's not a massive amount of difference between the, you know, the gap between top and bottom is not as big as it is in other leagues.
Yeah.
And, you know, sides, you go to venues where there's usually, you know, good crowds and good atmospheres, you know. So, and I think that's all of that sort of in the melting pot creates a really good league, and I think obviously relegation adds tension to it as well, you know. So, yeah, I think obviously playing in the Celtic League, that's a great league where, you know, I think the top four or five teams in the Celtic League are as good, if not arguably better, you know, the sides like Leinster, Munster,
yeah,
you know, a real top side. So you obviously play in some incredibly tough matches in that league. But probably what you don't get is the intensity of competition week in, week out, you know, which the Premiership sort of coughs up.
Absolutely. And just finally, yourself, is your future next year leading Worcester?
I'm at the club next year and I'm fully committed to the club, yes.
Brilliant news. Great news. Thanks for that, Jonathan. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Yeah.
And,
no problem at all.
Good luck for next season. And thank you very much again.
Cheers, mate. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Jonathan. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.